Today on Piano Jazz, we go into our archives for a 1985 program when Ahmad Jamal was my guest, a major force in jazz. So join me now for this very special Piano Jazz.
You know, Ahmad, I've been looking forward to this for so long. I've been doing this show now for about 4 years, I think, and I've really thought a lot about having you be my guest. And
you're
I'm
so
just
intimidating, though. I can't play now.
Oh, now don't. You're going to start right off with me. You're just going to start with me because, you know, you and I go back a few years.
It's just great seeing you again.
It's great seeing you, and I still have this picture, a mental picture of you at the London House with your trio, and I think that probably was the main trio with Vernell Fournier.
I was just going to ask you who was working. Well, of course,
Israel Crosby.
Vernell was there, and Israel, bless his heart.
Well, I can't wait to hear you play. It's been so long, so to hear you live, so please play something for me. What'll it be?
I'd love to do a thing I did in Spain. In fact, I wrote it in Spain, and it's called Spain.
What is it, like your impressions of the countryside?
Sort of. It was called something else, and I decided to change it to Spain.
Well, please play it for me. You know, I'm going to ask you a couple of things. When I first met you in Chicago at the London House, were you living in Chicago then? Had you come there from Pittsburgh? Or was that one of your first engagements?
I had went to Chicago. I think I left Pittsburgh, went to Chicago in 1948. I had been traveling before that with the George Hudson Orchestra, Marion. And I went back home between 47 and 48, and I went to Chicago. And I stayed there until 1960.
Boy, the London House was sort of your home base, that and the Pershing.
London House, I used to work there as an intermission group. And I left the London House, went to New York, played the Embers for a while, then went back and became an artist in residence at the Pershing Lounge.
Yeah, I remember that. In fact, you recorded there.
Yes, I did.
Several. I know that there must be more than one of those at the Pershing albums.
Yeah, we had an old Steinway that was built in 1890, as a matter of fact, that we recorded on there.
I remember that piano. I was out there a few times.
It came off very well.
Yeah, I hate to sort of get into that nostalgic bag, but thinking about all those times and the music, the way it was played there, the way you sounded from the first time I heard you, it was... You know, those were real exciting times for me. I hadn't been over here too long from England, and I was just digging everything.
They were good times. I can still see Billie Holiday with her little dog she used to bring in the Pershing.
The gardenia.
Yeah, I can see it just as well as it was yesterday.
Did she work there, or did she just come out there?
She was staying in the hotel. She was just coming in to see me. She was working out of town, but she was passing through at the time.
First time I met Billy was at the Blue Note, and I think you were in town too. But that we played together. I mean, that's opposite Billy, rather. So, but, you know, that's an experience.
Frank Holstein's place.
Frank Holstein's place. Right. That was one of the great clubs, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Well, you know, so was the Embers, except that was somewhat a noisy place.
A bit noisy.
For people like you and me.
A bit noisy.
Well, we don't have to worry about there being any noise here today, Ahmad Jamal, so will you go ahead and play?
Sure. Here's a tune by...
By you.
Not Johnny Mandel, but by me. That's right. I was going to say by Johnny Mandel, but that's later on. That I had the pleasure of writing maybe a month or two ago. Hopefully Stevie Wonder's going to do lyrics to this. It's called Without You.
That would be nice.
Thank you.
you must sit home and practice a lot, or think of ideas or play, don't you?
I don't practice enough. I lost the discipline for practice many, many years ago. And this morning I sat down, I just picked up a book that I had in my library, but I don't know where it is. Some of the well-tempered clavichord things by Bach, and I was doing that this morning. I really don't have the time to practice like I should, but I am getting back to the piano much more often or more frequently than I was in the past.
Well, somebody said to me, or I guess when I started playing professionally, somebody said, do all the practice you can now, because when you start working steady and going out on the road, you won't have time to practice. And I really haven't practiced the way I used to. I mean, believe it or not, I used to do 8 hours a day when I was a kid.
How much are you doing now?
Seven? Nothing. My father used
to say. Sounds like seven.
My father used to say.
At least seven.
Doesn't she do anything else except play the piano all day?
Well, you know, we did the same thing in Pittsburgh, which is my hometown. I used to practice, and leave the door open, hoping that someone would come along and discover me one of these days. But it never happened. I had to leave home, all of that. In fact, I'm still trying to find someone to discover me, Marion.
Oh, I seem to think that the door was left open and people came rushing in. But you were from Mary Lou was in Pittsburgh, too, wasn't
Mary Lou and myself and Earl Garner, we all went to the same high school.
Oh, no kidding.
Dodo Mamarosa went to the same elementary school, and Dodo is a pianist that's not mentioned enough.
Where is that guy? We want to find him.
I don't know where Dodo is, but, you know, he was on those very early things with Artie Shaw, Summit Ridge Drive. He was playing harpsichord. Dodo was a great... He was on some early things with Charlie Park as well on Dow.
Yeah, I know he was. He was a fantastic
player. But Billy Strayhorn, I used to sell papers to his family as well. He's from my hometown.
What?
Too. Oh, yes.
That's what...
I used to sell newspapers to Billy's family.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, Roy Eldridge is from there, and Earl Hines, and Ray Brown.
It's a very distinguished
Blakey,
town.
Billy Eckstein.
Oh, yes. Goodness. All those people.
George Benson, Stanley Turrentine.
Well, I don't know what to say, because I'm bowled over by everything that's happening. And now I have to, since I have tried my best to get you to play Poinciana.
No, this is my treat.
And you refuse.
This is my treat.
I'm going to have to. But you know what?
This is certainly worth coming in from Massachusetts for, believe me.
You know what I wish you'd do? You started to play a little bit of Poinciana, and you played a certain kind of an intro. Lead me in, you know, just sort of set me rolling on this thing.
I'll play a few of my old lines for you. Okay?
All right, whatever.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.